Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. We welcome you back today. Pray you had a wonderful weekend. Had some time to share God's Word with fellow believers yesterday. Today, I want to come to you and talk a little bit about discernment and some examples, things of that nature. Just just a way to learn how to be better at discerning, something that is really key to knowing the truth, to be able to know truth from false, the good from the bad. That's so important, especially in today's society. There's a little book I found one time called Water Around the Altar. It's actually a 30-day devotional on discernment, but I found it to be extremely interesting. I want to share a little piece of it today. If you get a chance to buy this book called Water Around the Altar, it's from wordfortheweary.org. wordfortheweary.org. Water Around the Altar. It's a devotional on discernment. It's a great book, just a great book. It's not very big, just got a little one-page thing for each day for 30 days to teach you how to be better at discerning and asking God's help in that category. But one of the things I got in there is a little thing called, who cares about truth? But in today's modern world, we repeatedly hear phrases such as, there is no such thing as truth. Truth is in the eye of the beholder. And what's true for you is not necessarily true for me. And can we really dismiss truth as being relative and therefore unimportant to us as individuals? And I mean, that's really the true question here. Well, relative truth might sound tolerant. We might like it as a concept, but it is actually unlivable. For example, if we have a friend who tells us that gravity may be true for us, but not true for him, we might wonder, if he's in his right mind, because that's certainly, at that point, we really want to question what the boy's thinking. But anyway, when he starts flapping his arms rapidly while running towards the edge of a cliff, we're going to stop him from killing himself. We're sure he's out of touch with reality. In fact, we may conclude our friend is insane. And that's, what else would you think, right? Webster's dictionary defines insanity as an unsoundness of mind, deranged mental deficiency, mental disorder, extreme folly, or unreasonableness. Boy, that's scary. I didn't realize all of those were part of that definition of insanity, to be quite honest with you. And I get a lot of emails say that I'm certainly fall into the unreasonableness category, that I'm very unreasonable in my thoughts and definitions of truth and false preachers and teachers. But anyway, conversely, sanity is defined as being able to make sound, rational judgments. Therefore, the more we believe the truth, the more sane we are. Every sane person cares about the truth. For each false belief we hold slides us closer towards insanity. Statements like, there is no such thing as truth, or what's true for you is not necessarily true for me, spring from a concept that attempts to deceive people. It deceives them into believing that truth is not important, discernible, or knowable. But Jesus taught the truth would set us free. On many occasions, he said, I tell you the truth. John 5:24 says, those who believe the truth Jesus taught will escape condemnation and receive eternal life. And that's what we need to believe. If we don't believe in truth, we'll not believe in Jesus, folks. We will not have eternal life. We'll not, and we will justly receive condemnation, and because that's what we deserve. God has provided truth to lead us to him. And, what we have to ask ourselves is, do we, care about truth? I mean, it's just that simple. if we don't, then, gee, I guess it's nobody's fault but our own if we believe anything that comes down the pike. That's pretty much how it works. You know, you either believe in something or you believe in everything and sometimes nothing. But, you know, we got to find out what's the truth. And when we know what the truth is, we stick to it. It's just, it's the way it's supposed to be. It's the way the Lord told us about it. It's the way he taught us. And I can't imagine that we would want it to be anything different than that, to be quite frank about it. John chapter 5, verse 24 in its entirety, says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." And that's in verse 25. I meant to read 24. Let me reread that for you. I'm so sorry. John 5:24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." So what we need to realize in reading this and understanding it is that we have a choice. We can believe the truth. We can, receive eternal life with the Lord, or we can believe any old thing that some of these preachers want to throw at us. The way to understand is, number one, you have to care about what is the truth. If you don't really care about what's the truth, which is what the people in the modern, postmodern today society teaches, then that's exactly what will happen. So many preachers are saying, listen, the truth is, as this one part I just read you said, what's true for you is not necessarily true for me. And they've taken that to the extreme, to the point where it's become their mantra, so to speak. And so now when a guy tells the truth, they go, well, you know, hey, I don't agree with that. That doesn't fit my life. And therefore, you just need to understand that maybe what's true for you, that ain't true for me. And that's not the way it works. It's just not the way it works. The Bible is the truth, the only truth. We can either believe it or not. It doesn't matter. But one thing we have to remember stays steadfast, and that is that the Bible still remains the truth whether we accept it or not. We have to care, and that's what this little lesson today is all about. You have to care about what is the truth. When you're listening to a preacher on TV, whenever you're listening to a preacher or a speaker in your church or at a convention, a crusade, wherever, on the radio, wherever you might be, whoever is speaking, and you hear what they are saying, you have to, number one, instantly get it in your mind as a steadfast thing that what you're hearing may be the truth, and it may not be. If you hear something and you can already know by balancing it against the Word of God that it is a truth, then you can rejoice in that. But if there's anything that's being spoken that you are not sure of, or that you have any, I've never heard that before, thought, anything like that, you have to want to know the truth. You have to, like I said, who cares about the truth? You got to care about the truth. Here's why. Number one, because if you don't care about the truth, you're going to listen to anything and fall into the trap of going down the wide path that leads to destruction. So number one, you have to know you have to want to care about truth for yourself. But also, you have to want to care about truth so that you can share the truth with others, with your spouse, your family, your friends, neighbors, people you meet. You can't share the truth with anybody if you don't know what it is. You might be sharing what you think might be truth with to somebody and it be false because you never cared one way or another. You just heard preacher say it or pastor say this, pastor say that. Man, you just took it for granted that he wouldn't lie, would he? Well, I'm not necessarily saying he would lie, but some of them do on purpose. But a lot of them are misled themselves, folks. They never cared enough about the truth to find out what was true to start with their own selves. Discernment is something that every believer should practice. Ask the Lord, you know, ask God, as it said in this booklet here with this Who Cares About the Truth article I was reading. You. Ask God to give you discernment through His Holy Word and His Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. His truth will set you free to love Him and to love His children and also to share. So you need to pray. Ask God. Say, God, I need your help. If you think you've got the gift of discernment, that's wonderful. Pray to God to make sure. Pray to God to give you more discernment. Nobody's perfect, folks. Pray to God. Reach out to Him. Tell Him you need His help. You need His help. You know, just like it said in John. Now listen, John 8:31-32 says, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's so important that we understand that. The truth will set you free. Not the fake, not the false, not the lies, like the serpent told Eve. The truth is you'll be set free if you eat the fruit of that tree. That wasn't the truth. It was a filthy, dirty lie that Eve took to be truth because she didn't ask God. She didn't go to Adam and say, Adam, is the serpent telling the truth? Would you ask God what the truth is? No. She just took it for granted that the serpent wouldn't be lying to her. He fed on her ego and on her pride and on her selfishness. And she just believed it to be the truth. And it was a lie. So that's what you have to do, folks. You have to search. You have to want to know the truth. You have to care about the truth. And that truth will set you free and set you free indeed. And that's where you want to be. You want to be there. Listen, it's been a pleasure to be with you today. I got a little bit of something else I want to share with you, but I do want you to pray about the discernment. It's important that you become better and better at discerning the word and the truth from the false. And that'll go with not only what you hear, but also people, preachers, false preachers, true prophets of God, and fake ones. We've been working real hard on our website to come up with a program that would activate our newsletter as far as people could join the newsletter. They could unsubscribe from the newsletter automatically. We've been working hard trying to come up with something. It's not a cheap thing. It's something that is a monthly cost. But, you know, we prayed about it and prayed about it. God told us to go ahead and do it. So we started we purchased a new program called Eye Contact, which is where we send out our newsletters and our updates now. And it's a wonderful tool, just a wonderful tool. And the nice thing about it is that you can share it. You know, it's got a link to share with friends. If you'd like to share, you know, pass that newsletter on to a friend or that little email update that you might get onto a friend. It's got a link for that. But it's also got a link for those who say, hey, I don't want it anymore. They just click the button and boom, they never get it again. Automatically, they're taken off the list. And that's something that I've been fighting with for years because of the expense. But we've decided to do it. We've done it. Go to our website, forgottenword.org. If you don't have the newsletter, sign up for it, folks. It's on our front page about 3/4 of the way down. God bless you. See you tomorrow. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 623-20. God bless you.